At the end of a day of dramatic developments, the Jammu and Kashmir governor, late on November 21st, dissolved the state assembly in a move that was intended to nip efforts by PDP leader Mehbooba Mufti to form an unlikely alliance with rivals National Conference and old partner Congress, which the centre believes would deepen instability within the state. The governor said that the coming together of such parties in a grouping is nothing but an attempt to gain power rather than to form a responsive government. He had also spoken of reports of extensive horse trading and possible exchange of money. Before the assembly was dissolved, the former chief minister and PDP leader, Mehbooba Mufti, staked her claim in a letter addressed to Governor Malik, wherein the letter she had mentioned about the PDP with a strength of 28 will get support from Congress with a strength of 12 and the National Conference with a strength of 15 would form a government conjointly with a collective strength to 56. But it is said that the governor had never received the letter as the fax machine of the Raj Bhavan was reportedly not working. To which Mufti tweeted that in today's age of technology, it is very strange that the fax machine at governor's residence didn't receive our fax but swiftly issued one regarding the assembly dissolution. The governor later responded that it was Eid the previous day and there was no one to even give him food and she could come the day before. The state governor had also conveyed that he had no evidence of numbers from either side and did not see prospects of a stable government and he had to dissolve the assembly to resolve the situation. So is the decision of the governor constitutionally correct? We have spoken to Tanveer Sadiq, the advisor of Omar Abdullah, who had shared his view on the governor's decision.
It's very funny and strange, and it's even amusing. The fact that he could then send the dissolution letter through the same fax. So it has to be a very different fax which doesn't receive but can send the dissolution letter. I mean, this is as amusing as it can get. The fact that he himself was he had taken oath on the second day of Eid. That was a holiday. If you remember when he came to Kashmir, he yes. took oath on the Eid itself. So how today that everything else was there except that he didn't receive the letter? Then it's a deliberate attempt. The fact that we had asked for dissolution from last 5 months and we've been very vehemently saying about this. The fact that as soon as, it looks like he did read the letter, he knew that there was a combination of three political parties, regional political parties. We had the numbers. We were close around 56. Mm-hmm. It was open in the media that we had sent a letter. In spite of that, saying that he did not receive the letter itself means that there was something behind it.
This dramatic turn of events came after Mehbooba Mufti quit as chief minister after BJP withdrew support to her in June. And now the leader of the opposition in the Rajya Sabha and former Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Ghulam Nabi Azad of the Congress said that informal talks were underway to explore the formation of a new government in Jammu and Kashmir. NC Chairman and MP from Srinagar, Farooq Abdullah, had also earlier said that he was willing to hold talks with the Congress and the PDP to form the new government in Jammu and Kashmir. The Congress has formed government with both the PDP and the ANC from 2002 and 8 and from 2009 and 14 respectively. Whereas the ANC and the PDP have traditionally been bitter opponents. But their coming together with the Congress makes a panic environment for the Bharatiya Janata Party. So again, can we ask that the Jammu and Kashmir's governor's decision, is that correct? Or can we say that the Bharatiya Janata Party are losing their plot slowly and steadily? Do let us know what you think in the comment box below. For more news updates, log on to www.hwnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.